are listening to Putnam Proud, a podcast about the Putnam County Charter School System in Edenton, Georgia. Our shows will highlight the school system, families, teachers, staff, and the community.
Hey, Steve here. Welcome back for another exciting episode of the Putnam Proud podcast. And we got a cool crew here today. We're talking about teacher chats. And with me is Denise Blue.
Hi.
And Amy Kennedy.
Hello.
And Ashlyn Grantham.
Hi.
And also we have with us Mr. Eric Arena, the superintendent.
Steve, I'm glad to be here. Thanks again for hosting.
Well, glad to and glad to have you here. And this is cool. We're talking about teacher chats, which is a way more personalized version of new teacher orientation and getting staff into the system so they get to know people. And we're going to talk about that. And real quick, just let me give a background here. Denise, you're an ESOL teacher. This is your 31st year. You're retired and working part-time for Putnam. Amy Kennedy is a high school counselor, 25 years. She's also a Putnam grad, and it's her second time back to Putnam. And Ashlyn Grantham is a fourth grade teacher. This is her first year as a teacher, but for a couple of years she was a parapro in another system, getting her certification altogether and all that. So good stuff. So what we're going to do is let's talk a little bit. Mr. Arena, can you start us off with like a description of this program?
Yeah, Steve, I'll be glad to. You know, most every district, most every school system has some kind of new teacher orientation. And you pour a lot of energy and effort into to your new teachers and mentors and those kinds of things. But what we noticed over time was that we had a great kickoff, and then we kind of didn't really see our new employees, our new staff members at the from our level after that. And so through some collaboration and some conversations, one of the things that we considered was having some checkpoints throughout the school year, an opportunity to bring that group back in within the first year, to be able to have some conversations in some small settings where we brought them in to have a conversation with Laura Melton, our assistant superintendent for curriculum instruction assessment, our assistant superintendent, Mr. Austin, and his team, who handles HR, finance, and all of those. And then they got an opportunity to rotate through and sit with me as a new teacher, new to our system, and then be able to just have some honest dialogue and a pulse check. And that's sort of the concept, is that we wanted to make sure that what we kick off with a great start, and that we have an opportunity to make sure that they have all the resources they need. If there are any questions they need or any assistance they need, they need to say anything or have, you know, any kind of help. That's sort of the concept behind the teacher chats. So that's sort of where we are today. And we've invited three of our new staff members for this school year to come back and talk a little bit about their experience with the teacher chats, their perceptions, to talk a little bit about Putnam and their journey, and just to share their stories in education.
All right, so this is awesome. This is cool. I've been through different programs and different school systems, and a lot of time what happens is that you're, hey, welcome, thanks so much for being here, and sign these papers, and good luck. You know, there are all kinds of different versions of that, and this is way more personalized. So what I'd like to do right now is let's get you guys involved. So let's talk a little bit about what you've experienced and what you're liking, and tell us a little about teacher chats. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, I've been in three different school systems, and this is very unique. It's the other places where I have had the privilege of working, just like you just described. Hey, how are you? Fill out this paperwork. Do your insurance. You know, what do you elect to have? And then they send you on. But what's unique about the new teacher chat, well, just actually at the beginning of school for new employees, is very unique, is that every new employee to the system had the opportunity to sit down with the superintendent. And that doesn't happen. And the assistant superintendent, and that doesn't happen. So in a lot of systems, you know, there are these people up here that you see their picture, you know their name, but you don't have the opportunity to talk with them. So that first day where we were able to meet with all the board people and they are real people, and you were sat down, you were made to feel comfortable and able to chat with the big bosses. That was a unique experience that most systems don't do. And then to actually be able to come back after a few weeks in and sit down again and have them say, how's it going? Do you need anything? How can we help? So they are there to listen to their new employees to find out what's going right, what's going wrong. And it and having that initial meeting when everybody first came before the teachers came back, it allowed you to go ahead and start building a relationship. And then when you come back, you're familiar, you're comfortable, and you feel that it's safe to say what you need, what's going not so great, how can we help you? Whereas if the superintendent walked up to you and asked you that question as a new teacher, you'd probably be like, But having built those relationships early on when the employees first come in, it sends several messages that they care about you, that they value your opinion, and they want to invest time in you to ensure that you're doing the best for the students of Putnam County, first and foremost, but also that you're able to perform as a teacher or a counselor or an administrator to the best of your ability to make Putnam a better place to be.
I agree. I remember at the new teacher orientation when we were with the superintendent, the assistant superintendent, I think I said in the meeting, this just seemed so bizarre that we're sitting face-to-face with two of the biggest people in the school district and we're having conversations. They're asking us what we're excited about, what we're nervous about, and where we came from, getting to know us on a personal level, like our first day in the school district, which I thought was very unique. And I'd never heard of another school district doing that. And then, like she said, coming right back, I guess, 2 or 3 months later and having that same opportunity, almost a half day to just have conversations, speak our minds, what's positive, what's negative, and just to be heard. It's nice to feel heard. We all want to feel that way.
Well, after 30 years and coming to Putnam has been a very wonderful experience for me because I knew that I was in the right place at the new teacher orientation meeting. Mr. Arena, our superintendent, talked to us, and his model or his motto really caught my attention because Mr. Arena said his major goal was for every student to walk across that stage, and as they walked across that stage, he wanted to ensure that they would be able to compete with any individual, and didn't matter what entity, whether they went to college, the military, workplace, he wanted them to be prepared to go out into the world and to do good things. And that was just took my breath away. And then the second thing that really took my breath away in that meeting was the fact that I was able to scan the room. And once I scanned the room, I was familiar with a couple of people. But when I heard from these major stakeholders that were there, that really impacted me greatly because I saw people like the mayor. I saw Cher Sills. A councilwoman was there. And so the message that I gained from having them there was everybody was on the same page. Everybody had the same goal in mind. When you have major stakeholders that are speaking to new teachers and, you know, talking to them, saying, we support you, that was something that I'd never seen before, never had. After 30 years of teaching, I'd never been in such an environment, and it inspired me. And it was one of those things that instantly let me know that you're in a great place. And I've seen nothing but support. We've seen nothing but support, and it's continuous support. When we started, we went back after that meeting, we went back to the local schools, and we met with our principals for another day. And we were introduced to the Putnam way and how things, you know, go. And I've seen nothing but continuous support. And it has gone on and on and on and on. And the teacher chats are just wonderful at the school that I work at, the middle school, one of the schools that I work at. We meet once a month. And we have a book that we read. And it's a book that is constantly inspiring us to become better. And in addition to reading the book, my principal talks to us and constantly wanting to know, what can we do? How can we further support you? How are things going? So I've just seen support on top of support, and it has just made me want to be a better teacher after 30 years.
This is so awesome, because this is all you have to do is be in education for a while and know that systems are different and they're not the same. And it's really cool to have an opportunity to meet people like what you're talking about when you come to this system. So just tell me a little bit about what it was like to actually, because I've been in systems where, going back to when I was a teacher, when I was first a teacher in a very large school system in the state of Georgia, I didn't meet the superintendent until a class I was taking, the professor had to speak at the class. You know, so tell me what that's like to know that you're actually going to have access, because once you've met them, I would think that if you ever needed to, you could go back and say, hey, can I talk with you a minute? What are your thoughts?
I mean, there's an open door policy. Now, we do have to follow our chain of command, you know, your building administrators or whatever, but our superintendent and our assistant superintendents are in our buildings quite often. They're very approachable. You know, you feel comfortable. Hey, how are you? You know, he likes to pick on people sometimes, and we pick right back. And so that really builds a relationship there as well, because they're just real people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very valuable, having that access and knowing that if you did need something, that they're there for you. And the same as our building administrators as well. It's a unique place where I think everybody's on the same page, and the ultimate goal is for our students. And for our students to do well, our teachers have to perform well.
Nice. It feels like we're all, I mean, even though they are above us, they are district level board members and things like that, but it does feel like it's so casual when they come in. Like, there's no big deal. They'll just walk in. They'll say, hey. They may come look for a second, you know, go come to the lunchroom, see what's going on in the lunchroom. And, you know, that's just it. They'll talk to the teachers, maybe talk to a few of the kids sometimes. It just feels very comfortable. It's not, I think sometimes in other districts, they may, in larger school districts where they probably are not out in the school systems as much because they're a lot bigger, they may be on like some sort of like pedestal, like they're a lot bigger of a figure than who they are. And I feel like with here, they're just normal people. Like she said, they're just everyday people who are coming in to support us and just make sure we're doing all right. And if we did anything, I know that they would help us as much as they could, as long as we, you know, told the appropriate people, and they would do what we needed them to do. They have our backs.
I taught in two very large Metro Atlanta districts, and I never saw the superintendents. I would receive emails, things were handed down from them, but I never had an opportunity to have a personal conversation with them. And here in Putnam, it has been extremely different. And then I also taught in two smaller districts about the size of Putnam, and I've never had an opportunity to speak with the superintendents. And this has been extremely different. At the beginning of the school year, Mr. Arena, our superintendent, and Mr. Austin, our assistant superintendent, actually spoke with us, listened to just things that we had to say personally, and gave us feedback on so many things. And it's, again, I hate to keep using the word refreshing, but it is totally refreshing to be in a place where you know that you are being constantly supported. And as Ms. Grantham said, I think the one thing that has really blown my mind is the fact that they are so involved with so many things that are hands-on, and that is really a thing that you don't see often, even in small districts, the size of Putnam, and definitely not in larger districts. So I'm just so grateful to have leaders that are very transparent and very visible and very supportive, as here in Putnam.
And let me say this, Stephen. I want to make sure that our listeners, I want to ask the three of you, because we're approachable, because we're familiar, what does that mean for our expectations and standards? Because sometimes people believe that if you're casual or you're familiar, that you have low expectations.
Oh, No.
Absolutely not.
I still think y'all hold us to a very high standard, in which you say you hire good people so they can come in and do their job. So I don't think the standards are any lower, but it definitely makes this job a lot easier knowing that we don't have to be in fear of, or so in like an anxious feeling when y'all are around. We can still do our job and still hold your expectations at the same time.
I think it's easier to meet those expectations. It's kind of like a football coach. Football coach builds a relationship with every team member, every person on the team, and a good football coach can make sure that those kids will run through that wall for him or her, visual female football coach. And I think that's kind of the concept that we have here. We're all one big team. There's high expectations. And we're going to give you whatever you need to meet those expectations. But when we do give you those things, we expect you to meet and rise above. And part of the Putnam way is having the creativity to do those things.
I think one of the best qualities of a great leader is first to build relationships with the people who are on the team. And I think that has been done very well. And once the relationships have been built, the groundwork has already been laid. And it doesn't mean that you're holding me to a lower standard because you've built a relationship with me. I think that means that I'm part of the team. You've made me part of the team. Now, here is what the goals are, and let's work together, and let's do this together because you're supported. And just knowing that they're visible, knowing that they're transparent, just makes my job a lot easier. It just lets me know this is what is expected of you. I'm here to support you in every possible way. We can do this. We can be successful. We're working together. We're a team. We have the same goals in mind. Now, let's do this. Let's be great together.
And it's not just we're talking about our superintendent and our assistant superintendent, but there are lots of other people in this building who provide tremendous support and are just a phone call away. They, you know, having been gone and come back, there are some new things in place that with technology and stuff. And everybody was made sure that when I came back, I had everything I needed to just jump right in like I'd never been gone. And I think even for our veteran teachers who've been here, if they need something, there's someone in this building who, if they don't know how to do it, they're going to work until they figure out a way to help those teachers so that the teachers aren't having to go and reinvent the wheel or spend a lot of time outside of school trying to figure things out. There are tons and tons of resources that are the jobs of the people in here to extend to our teachers and our counselors and our media specialists and our parapros and our administrators. So there's a huge, huge support system that even though this is a smaller county, that some of the larger counties don't have as much. And everybody's always willing to support no matter what.
Especially with our technology. We are always getting new information on our technology. And even if there's an issue, all I have to do is send one email. I could send it directly to Beth Bacon or Kathy Smith, and they will answer within you know, 20 minutes just to tell me, okay, this is the issue. Or if I do follow my chain of command, I'll send it to my instructional coach, but they're still responding so quickly, especially on our assessments, which is usually when we need to have that intervened. But it's nice to be able to have support. And even with Becky Nipper, how she's constantly coming in and showing us new things we can do with technology and the apps the school or the school district has purchased. And that's just given us a new way to not reinvent the wheel, giving us new opportunities to, instead of going out of your way to create something new, it's already here for you. You can make this a little bit easier, showing ways for the kids to get more involved with technology. So it is nice. It's kind of like ongoing learning. Even when we're here and we're not in college anymore, we're still learning.
Every week at the middle school level, we have our professional learning meetings every Thursday. And every Thursday, I look forward to something new that is going to help me enhance the learning in the classroom in the area of technology. And Becky Nipper comes out to our school on various times to support the teachers, even after school, if it's needed. So her schedule is very flexible. She mm-hmm. makes it flexible for us so that if one schedule time doesn't work for us, then she's always available to find another one that is going to work for us in order for us to be supported greatly. And it is, again, it is something that I have not seen as a 30-year veteran teacher, the support that Putnam is constantly giving us in various areas. And a thing that I want to talk about, one thing I do want to speak about, is although I am a 30-year veteran teacher, having a mentor, being assigned a mentor this year has been really effective for me, because when you go to or start at a new district, you don't exactly know the mm-hmm. odds and ends of it. You might have the experience as a teacher, but you need to learn how things are done in that particular district. And so my mentor came out the second day after our new teacher orientation, met with me, sat down, talked with me, let me know instantly that she was there to support me in any way possible. I received an email from her that particular evening just saying, hey, I'm really glad to, you know, to have you here in Putnam, glad to be a support for you at any time. Over the holidays, I had to be trained for the access test because I'm an ESOL teacher. And so I had a quick question. And so I didn't want to bother her over the break with a phone call because that was family time. It's the holidays. So I text her. She immediately texted me back with an answer that was quick and fast. And that's all I've seen with my mentor is just constant support. She's done a wonderful job. And everything that, every question that I've had, she's been right there, you know, giving me the support that I needed as a new teacher in Putnam. Although I have 30 years of experience, but I don't feel that you can ever, you know, learn too much, especially when you are influencing children, because you want to be your best so that, you know, you can pass it on to them so that they can become their personal best as well.
You know, one of the things that I just heard you talking about a mentor. I'm someone who experienced this when I was a principal. A system had a mentor program, and they said, and I was a veteran educator, and they said, I'm going to, you're going to be enrolled in the mentor program. You have a mentor, and he'll reach out to you. And he reached out to me. He said, hey, let's do lunch. And we did lunch, and that was the last time I heard from him. You know, doesn't sound like yours works that way.
Mm-mm, not at all.
So what types of things do you talk when you're in that relationship?
Well, thankfully, my mentor, she's on my teaching team. So it's a team of three teachers. We all, you know, take one subject. So she's two doors down from me. And so it really feels like, yes, she is my mentor, but over the past 6-7 months, we've really grown into a friendship because We talk every single day. You know, we share the same students. We spend most of our time together. Either we're going to watch our kids play games in the afternoon or things like that. So we do spend a lot of time together. And it's always, it's just nice to have somebody. If you have a question, you can just go ask them and they'll tell you like that. It's just kind of, it's kind of like you always have your hand in something to know what we're talking about. And it's just, it is nice to have that. But not even, I have one mentor, but as a whole, everyone on my hall at the elementary school, I feel like we have a very good group because I could go ask anyone a question and they would tell me. Anyone who's been there for more than a few years, they are so nice with helping first-year teachers or even people who are just new to the district. And like Miss Ballou said, like her mentor, just being able to answer, everyone's like that. If you have a question that you really need the answer to, somebody will help you find it. Even if they don't know the answer to it, they know someone else who does. So it is great having a mentor who has turned into a friend who can also help me with that. But being at a school where it's more of a school family and you just, you feel connected to everyone, that you could say, hey, I'm not sure about this. Can you think you can help me out with it a little bit? Because my mentor, she teaches a completely different subject than I do. I teach ELA, she teaches social studies. So we're not teaching the same thing at the same point in time. Another lady across the hall from me, she does teach social studies or teach ELA for fourth grade. So she's not my mentor, but I spend most of my time asking her questions because if I'm not sure on how to teach it, she's been teaching it for the past 5-6 years. So she knows it a little bit better than I do. And even if it wasn't her, I could go ask another one of the fourth grade teachers who could also help me out. So it just, mentors are great, and I have a great one as well, but it's nice to just have a school where anybody could help you. No one's against helping you. They'll give you the right tools you might need, whether it's technology or it's something from the library or something you might need from administration. It's just nice being able to be helped, especially being in a new school, not knowing much about it, and just people willing to help you out and not say, oh, leave me alone.
Well, I actually work at both schools. I go to the middle school part-time and the elementary part-time. And as Ms. Grantham was saying, everyone that I have come in contact with any type of question, they have been very personable, just extremely nice and helpful. And that has gone from the principal all the way down to staff services. And when I say staff services, that is the term that is used at the school for the custodians. And I have a funny little story I want to tell very quickly. And we were going to have a fire drill one day at the elementary school. And one of the ladies who's a part of staff services, she knew that I was new. And she's really sweet and very funny and always helpful. And she has a wonderful relationship with the students. And I found that to be just so very important. And so she said to me, she says, you know, we're going to have a fire drill. I said, yes, ma'am. She says, I need you to make sure that you have that little red bag behind the door. You make sure you carry it with you outside and you will be okay. And you count your children. And just knowing that she recognized that I wasn't there every single day and not, you know, a regular teacher there, and just wanting to help and be a part of, you know, our school. It meant a lot to me. And as Ms. Grantham said, again, I just see the culture of both schools just being so positive and people really wanting to help others, because we have one goal in mind. At the end of the day, we all have one goal. And it goes back to what Mr. Arena said. We want to make sure that these students, as they're moving from one building to the other, we want them to be successful. But the end result is to make sure that every single student, as they walk across that stage, we want them to be prepared to go out into the world and to do great things, not just academically, but we want them to have a heart for others. We want them to have those social skills as well. And we have to model those things for students in order for them, you know, to be courteous and nice and kind and helpful. They need to see us doing the same things that, you know, that we expect of them.
you reference culture. So let me ask this question, and I'm going to start with Ms. Kennedy, because Ms. Kennedy is a graduate of Putnam, mm-hmm. and this is her second tour with us. Tour makes it sound like it's war, but no. That's not the case. but I'm going to ask this question, and then I'll give everybody an opportunity to sort of weigh in it. But if you had to, not had to, but if you were going to describe the culture of Putnam or the Putnam way, so I'm going to ask Ms. Grantham, Ms. Blue to be able to do that. But for you, Ms. Kenny, I'm going to ask you to talk a little bit about from student to counselor to now second time with us. Talk about your experience and Putnam through the years.
I'm a little prejudiced, but Putnam has always been unique and special. As a student at Butler Baker Elementary School forever ago, and then at the middle school, which is now the elementary school, and then at the high school, my high school, which is now the middle school.
And now the new high school, which now, isn't really new anymore.
But that's right. But I did. I moved into the new high school. So, but Putnam's always been a unique and special place. We've always been held to a higher standard as students. As a student, all of our principals and teachers, you know, we had to behave a certain way. And I was fortunate enough to play sports. And when we traveled, even as a student, I felt like that we stood out because we were taught to yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You behave a certain way when you travel. And it made a big difference. And when I was in high school, our principal, he was very passionate that everybody had a place to go. And it didn't matter where you came from, what your address was, that you were expected to go to a technical school or a college or go to work in a field where you could progress. And he also was very, very passionate about kindness and treating others with dignity and respect. And he did not look like me. But he made sure that as students that we developed friendships with people who did not look like us. He made sure that we were in classes that were mixed with people who did not look like us, and he made sure that the culture of our school, that we knew that we were somebody, and then we went and said we were somebody. And so when I came back to Putnam, and I left Putnam County knowing I was somebody, and then when I came back to Putnam, that principal was still there in a different capacity, but it was still the same because a lot of my teachers who taught me in high school were still a part of that high school. And so the culture was very similar. Now, things are different because I'm old now, but it's still the same. There's just something special. Well, there's an expectation more than are you doing well on this EOC or did you pass this test? It's an expectation that we're building better people. And I think that's part of what's so important about the Putnam Way is that we're not just educating to graduate. You know, a lot of schools say, what is it, educate to graduate or something like that. We're educating just not academically, but socially, emotionally. And I'm getting into my counselor talk now. But I think that's really important. And the point that you made about we must behave in a way that we expect our children to behave, because to be a good leader, we have to be a good role model. And treating a student with kindness and each other with kindness sends a big message. So I really think as Putnam has changed, we've always been special. And again, I'm very prejudiced when it comes to that. But there's just a difference. And you go down the road or across the state or across the country, and I think there's just some things that are unique about us.
100 days into your first year of teaching, what is the Putnam Way if you had to describe it to somebody else?
To me, I think the Putnam Way is part of just truly doing what is best for the students who are in our care every day. And it's also part of doing what's best for us as teachers. I think there is obviously our whole end goal is where these students are going to end up. And kind of like she said, we're not educating to just graduate. I feel like we're trying to educate and create lifelong learners who are social, emotional, physical, education-wise learners. You never stop learning, whether that's how you can interact with someone, how you can do a math problem. We're constantly trying to learn and grow, and I think that's something, as a teacher myself here, I'm constantly trying to do that for myself. If I catch myself slipping, maybe not using the most like great feedback, sometimes I need to take a step back and say, you know what, I need to make sure the kids are hearing me from what I'm saying, and they also need to model me for one day they may have to say something like this to someone, or for when they may be working in a group member with one of their classmates. You need to make sure they're giving appropriate feedback that is helpful and you're saying things that are appropriate. We're modeling that. So I think a part of the Putnam Way is that we are focusing so much on the students, and that's our end goal, but we're also taking care of ourselves at the same time. I think with not overloading us with a lot of stuff gives us an opportunity to take care of ourselves. And, you know, coming in as a first-year teacher, everyone on the internet talking about teacher burnout and things like that. I mean, that was a scary thing to think about, but even though I was a para, it gave me a lot more insight to say, you know, I don't think that's going to be me, and here I am 100 days in, and that's not me at all. I don't feel burnout because I am able to come to my school every day and do what I need to do for my students. I'm not hounded with a lot of deadlines or pressure to do this. Obviously, we still have our assessments and things that everyone has to do, which is normal in any school. But for just to come in day to day, take care of what my students need, take care of what I need, it helps me get through the day and helps me get through the weeks at our school, that I'm knowing if I'm taken care of, they're taken care of. You can't take care of someone else if you're not taking care of yourself. And I think that's why a lot of teachers probably do experience teacher burnout, because they're not able to take care of themselves. And here in Putnam, it's so comfortable and welcoming. It gives you those opportunities to make sure you're doing okay. And if you're not, you can go to your administrators or someone who's close to you, your mentor, and say, hey, I need a little bit of help with this because it's kind of taking me down a little bit and I just need maybe a different strategy so how I could improve it a little bit better. And you work through it and you talk through it and you do. Because there's been plenty of things as a first-year teacher, like, you know, the first day going home, trying to figure out how everybody's getting home. Oh, good Lord. It was a lot, and I was stressed to the nines. And finally, everyone was like, you know what, they're going to get home regardless of what it is. And all the veteran teachers, they can say that. But as a first-year teacher, I was like, somebody's not going to like me if I leave their child at school, or I'll have to take them home, whatever it is. But, you know, eventually they all went home, and it's just a breath of fresh air, because I'm like, you know what, they're right. Like, they're telling me it is going to be okay, and you can't stress about the little itty-bitty things about things like that, because it is all going to work out as long as you put forth the good effort and you have people by your side who are supporting you. So, yeah, to me, the Putnam Way is we're able to come here, take care of our kids, take care of ourselves, teach our subject and teach it to the best of our ability, and go home and come back again the next day.
Well, yesterday a light bulb kind of went off with me. I was leaving the middle school, getting in my car, looked over to the side of my car, and I saw a truck with the Putnam County school system on the side. And I said, oh, wow. And I looked at three words, and those three words just hit me. I was like, inspire, innovate, excel. And I'd seen that numerous times, but the light bulb really went off yesterday. And so, Mr. Arena, when you talk about the Putnam Way, I look at the word inspire. And the very first thing that comes to my mind is urging our students to be creative. And I think we do that every day because we're given those tools, as Ms. Grantham said, in many ways, using technological skills, the PLs that we attend, we're constantly inspiring our kids We're constantly urging them to be creative. And then when I think about the second word, innovate, that means change. It means giving the students an opportunity to do great things by changing. Now, does that mean changing my mindset? Does it mean changing the students' mindset? I just know it's something that's different. It's a change. And then the very last one, excel. When someone excels, whether it be a teacher or the student, that means that they have reached a level of proficiency. So when I put all of that together, I'm thinking what we're doing here in Putnam is we are urging these students to be creative through various ways. It is a form of change for some of us, especially me coming from some of the districts that I've taught at. And then at the end of the day, we do want them to be proficient. We want to be proficient so that we can take our skills and pass them on to these students so that they will be successful, whether it be at the end of fourth grade or whether it be at the end of their 12th grade year. But the overall goal is to take that mix, put it all together, and produce a successful group of young men and women who are going to go out in the world and do great things.
No, I you inspired me, and I've been here for a long time. So, yes, I truly appreciate that within 100 days that you have your version of the Putnam Way. And each of them is a little different, but each of them absolutely, to me, hits the mark. So thank you.
So if y'all were going to take one thing from this experience that you would tell Serena, whatever you do, don't cut this out. No matter what happens, you got to keep this. What would it be out of this experience?
So Steve, they can only tell me one thing that I can't get rid of.
Right.
Because Miss Kennedy... No, I'm just kidding. You said I joke on you. I just want.
No, I love it. Yeah. No. Well, that's what makes this real. Yeah.
Just as a note, when you said that, I was like, whoa, he doesn't just pick on podcasts.
No. He can't help it. He can't help it.
It is my disability. Yes.
Yeah, which is not a bad thing.
So if you were going to make a recommendation that Putnam doesn't change one thing, what would it be? Is that the question?
That's it, yes.
All right.
Talking about from our experience coming in new or just anything about Putnam?
Coming in your experience.
Coming in new.
If you want two, you can answer both of those.
Well, I would not change the initial meeting on the first day with you and the assistant superintendent and some of the other key players here at the board office. Mm-hmm. And just the background that, you know, I was fortunate because I lived here for a long time, but the new people coming in, just knowing who the mayor is and knowing who the sheriff is and just some of the other people, you know, to familiarize yourself with the county and where they're coming to work, I think that was very valuable. And then just on that first day, building their relationship with the individual teachers is something that, as you heard, from a veteran teacher, a new teacher, and myself that have not experienced that anywhere else. I think that's really special. And then following up, coming to the board office, having the conversations openly and freely, and being able to joke and relax is very important. And that built the relationship. As Ms. Grantham said, you don't go, oh, my God, the superintendent's here. What's wrong? You know, and in a lot of school systems, when the assistants or the superintendent show up, it spreads wildfire through the building, like, oh, my God, they're here, what's going on? And that is not the reaction that you have when you work in one of the schools in Putnam County. When anybody from the board office shows up, it's just like, they're just here. So I think that would be one thing I would not change, is building those relationships from the very beginning and continuing those relationships. I stole y'all's answer, yes. Didn't I?
I just totally agree with you 100%. Yeah. And just to piggyback a little bit off of what you said, I think when we met with Mr. Arena and Mr. Austin and some of the other key players at the district, when I saw them taking notes, writing things down, when I saw Dr. Aker writing notes down, Mr. Austin writing notes down, that sent a message to me that they were tuned in to what was being said, that it was important to them, right. That they wanted to make the necessary changes to support us further. That meant mm-hmm. the world to me, because
that was active listening for sure.
Absolutely. Yes.
I would say, which I know things are changing, but I would say to not change the way that it can be so comfortable with the way that y'all are frequently at the schools doing visitations, or even during the beginning of the year or before we came back for after Christmas break. Just having that comfortability, especially as a first-year teacher, because coming from a district when, like she said, whenever you saw the superintendent, you were like, looking over your shoulder, making sure everything was okay. And so it is nice, especially for people who will be in my position next year, to be able to see that their leaders are constantly around them, listening to what they have to say, listening to their administration, people in their building, just being more connected. It makes you feel like, okay, we are really all in this together. It's not so much divided. We are a united front. So just being able to be out and about and, you know, don't cause a big scene, you know, just, hey, guys, how are y'all doing? And just keep going about your day of asking if we need anything. It does make you feel really good. It makes you feel like you are seen and you're supported. And, you know, but we're all in it for the long haul and all in it for the good goal. So
that you're a valued stakeholder.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice, our mayor, she drives the bus sometimes. That's crazy. That's unheard of. No, mayor does that.
Wow.
That's awesome. What cool experiences that you're having and sharing your thoughts with us. You know, this is, it's just you got to love what the personalization that it's brought to your experience in coming to Putnam County. Yeah, we're getting close to finishing up, but before we do, Ms. Palillo, I understand you have a connection with Putnam that you might want to share before we finish up.
I do. Back in 2017, my family and I lost my brother, who was killed in the line of duty here in Putnam County. And for 5 years, we were involved in every single component to getting justice for him. And before coming to Putnam County to teach, I had built a relationship with many of the people who were in law enforcement, particularly Sheriff Sills. And before I heard Sheriff Sills speak at the new teacher orientation, I already knew what type of man he was because I had spent so much time with him. I was a bit hesitant at first in applying for a job here because for so long, all I'd known was the pain that my family and I endured for so long. When I came for my interview, I was thinking, I've got to pass by the courthouse. And so at one point, I actually had to stop the car because with everything that we had seen and everything that we had gone through, it was extremely traumatic. But one thing about Putnam County that I had seen that was positive is that we had received a tremendous amount of support from so many people, especially Sheriff Sills and his team, the DA. Everyone was wonderful to us. And before I got to the interview, I had to ask myself an important question. And that question was, are you sure that you can work in Putnam County and give it your all and be the very best teacher that you can be? And at that point, I was able to answer that question because I knew I wanted to come to Putnam County and be the very best that I could be. And I wanted to honor my brother every single day by making a difference with maybe not a classroom of students, but with, if it was just one child, I was willing to take that risk to do that, to honor him, because he was a very hardworking man. He was a man who gave it his all, and I was determined at that point that I was going to come to Putnam County, be the best teacher that I could be, and honor him in every single way possible. Every day when I get up, my goal is to make him proud of me and to honor him. What I have seen the last couple of months is that one of the places that caused my family and myself the greatest pain has become a place that has given me a sense of peace and comfort. Because I know that I am working in a district that supports children. And this particular place has given me a tremendous amount of support. And no, I don't want people to think that I'm here looking for empathy, because that's not why I'm here. I'm here to help educate kids at a level of excellence and make my brother proud every single day.
Ms. Blue, thank you for sharing that, and we're so thankful that you were able to get over that and to be able to be here and to pour into our kids. And Steve, I think that's what I would say is that you've heard from three educators, from their first year teaching to 30 plus years in the classroom, but the passion that our teachers in this community and in this state have to do what's right for kids. And that's what makes me so proud of making sure that our kids in this zip code walk across that stage and have the ability to go and compete with any other zip code in the world. And I hope that you heard that from these three. And we've got 250 other teachers that would have those same stories. And we've got over 3,000 students that would be able to hopefully be able to tell you that their teachers made a difference. Teaching is a calling, and it's an art form. And I am honored to work with some of the best artists in the state of Georgia.
Thanks for listening to Putnam Proud. Do you know someone who hasn't listened to Putnam Proud yet? It would be awesome if you shared this show with a friend, colleague, community member, family, everyone you know. The Putnam Proud podcast is created for educational purposes. All opinions are those of guest and host. Thanks for listening.